The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, Pete the Vet, Pete Wedderburn, is with me to talk, well, about new pet blues, which is a concept I hadn't heard of, Pete. What are new pet blues?
New pet blues, I think, are the growing realisation when you've taken on a pet that your life has changed and that you can't undo it. And it's all quite complicated and difficult. And are you really cut out for it or not? That's what new pet blues are. And it's very common for people to feel that way a little bit once they get a pet.
So it's a version of buyer's remorse, is it? That, oh God, I'm not sure I realised what I was in for.
I think it is. And it's absolutely understandable because when you get a dog or a cat, you're committing yourself to like 15 years into the future. It's like a big chunk of your life. And you're stuck with this thing. You're obligated to care for it and to pay all its costs. And, you know, it's a really big deal. And that's why to avoid the new pet. And by the way, the new pet blues usually pass.
Yeah.
People kind of gather themselves and they just get on with it. And they realize, look, there's loads and loads of positives to having a pet. And the more complicated bits, they can sort them out. But the best way to avoid new pet blues is to think about it all way in advance. So before you actually fall for the impulse of buying a pet or getting a pet, wherever you're going to get it, then just write down all the possible things that you might feel a bit bluey about afterwards.
Yeah, so people they imagine all the positive things. They imagine the time that children will spend, maybe if there's children in the house with the pet, they imagine them, if it's a dog, walking the dog, feeding their rabbit, whatever it happens to be. What they don't probably think about are having to walk the dog when the weather's miserable and the kids have lost interest, or the vet's fees, or where you're going to put the rabbit when you're going to France for 2 weeks in the summer. All of these type of things, I guess, cause the blues.
Exactly. And what it makes sense to do is beforehand write down the areas that are important when you're owning a pet and make sure that you can tick all those boxes. So you start with, for example, making sure that you've got the right accommodation. You said, where would you put your animal? Well, you know, think about it. Think where they will sleep. Think how you'll get them from where you live to the exercise place. Where are you going to walk your dog? Think about what sort of life your cat's going to have. Are they going to be indoors only? Are they going to go outside? If they're going to go outside, how are they going to get outside? You need to put a cat flap in. Think about the sort of infrastructure of your house. That's the first thing to think about. And I think the second thing, this is the thing that everybody thinks about, but maybe not enough, is what about the costs? And do up a kind of budget. Because, funny enough, the biggest cost is actually feeding your pet. And that doesn't, for some reason, occur to people.
Yeah, you don't really think about how much would it cost on average to feed a pet, a cat or a dog, the common pets?
I'd imagine at least 50 cents a day for a cat, and maybe a euro a day. And that's, you know, a fair sum over a year. And for a dog, it could be 3 or 4 euros a day even. It depends. I mean, it's a wide range.
Yeah, it's funny. People wouldn't think of that. You know, you'd often hear, you know, cut out the coffee a day that you buy on the go and think how much you'll save. But that's how much you're going to spend.
That's
on the dog.
Absolutely. And then, so that's just food. And then there's, you mentioned vet bills. I mean, there are routine vet bills that people always have to pay, like an annual health check and vaccinations when they're needed, parasite control when it's needed. As well as that, things like dentistry when they get older. You know, most dogs and cats need some sort of dental care. And even if you have your pet insured, that doesn't usually cover dental care. So you have to think about these things in advance. But that then takes me to the next cost, which is pet insurance. And that's a great idea.
Is it?
Well, because it allows you to avoid being put in that awkward place where you've been told, we can do a lot for your pet, and you're thinking to yourself, I can't really afford that, you know? Your dog might break his leg and need a metal plate put in. We had one actually with the ISPCA the other week. I'm the chair of the ISPCA at the moment, and we had this rescued dog that had a badly broken left front leg. Mm. And we were told, we knew that it would cost €600 to amputate the leg. Job done. Dog now on three legs, but probably okay, but still just three legs. Or we could spend €2,000 on fixing the leg properly. And we actually did a specific fundraiser for that dog on GoFundMe, and we were delighted that people helped us out, and that dog Willow is now walking on four legs properly. So we were able to do that. But as an individual pet owner, you're not really going to do a GoFundMe for every time your pet gets into a pickle. So it makes much more sense to plan for the unexpected in that way by having paying a monthly amount for pet insurance, and that way you know that you'll never be put in that awkward position.
Yeah, there's probably no harm, is there, each month putting a few quid, only like even if it's 4 or 5 euro, whatever it happens to be, something small, into an account for stuff that, you know, the pet insurance isn't going to cover. I mentioned where you're going to put the rabbit when you go on holidays. But again, sticking with the dog, somebody here has texted in to say dog minding is costing me 30 euro to 55 euro a night on holidays. 55 is expensive. I think we're looking at maybe about 25 euro a night in our local kennels when we're away. Which, you know, it adds up when you're away for a couple of weeks. Or I mentioned to you during the ad break that our dog, bloody hell, last week, he chewed through the cable to charge the electric car. It was plugged in, charging the car at the time.
He didn't get an electric
shock. I think the car was charged, so it wasn't flowing. He was lucky because he got right down to the copper.
Really?
It cost me over 300 quid to replace it.
So that's one of the hidden costs.
I was cursing that dog for a good day afterwards. Yeah. But all things like that will happen.
They will. So you have to think about that. You also have to think about how much time it's going to take up. Like, you can't just, it's not like a new tech item that you can buy and play with it a bit and then put it away and forget about it. You're going to have to be with your animal all the time. You're going to have to be aware of where they are and what they're doing all the time. And that's it's a time consuming task, and it's also an emotion consuming task. And talk about emotions. They're going to make you get high and get low over the time, you know, and the great fun and the great pleasure and the many benefits that pets bring you, they all culminate, unfortunately, in losing your pet. And losing your pet's a devastating thing. So I think one of the reasons why new pet owners may get the pet blues, because they're kind of thinking this, they're thinking, I'm going to get so involved with this little creature and then I'm going to lose them. And that's
kind of sad. Isn't it? You know? But on the time front, I mean, that's a good point to make as well, because it's easy to just say, oh, we'll walk the dog. Again, I keep going back to a dog because it's just the pet we have, so people bear with me. I mean, it'll apply to different animals in different ways. But we're going to walk the dog. But you have to stop and think. I mean, if somebody said to you, do you want to take up a new pastime that's going to take an hour every day? You'd say, well, I don't have a spare hour every day. Well, hold on a minute. You're going to have to spend an hour, you know, maybe up to an hour. It depends on the size of the dog and what have you, and what exercise they get out in the yard. If you have a big enough garden, maybe a little less walking, whatever. But you're going to need time every day. And if you don't have it for something else, you don't have it for an animal.
Yes, I mean, I think there's lots of benefits there, though, as well, because it's kind of, because you have to do it, well, you're forced.
Yeah, it gets you out.
It gets you out. And I think most people who walk their dogs would talk about how much they love walking their dogs, how it gets them back to contact with nature and thinking, sort of almost like a meditation kind of time for them. Yes, but you should plan it in advance. You shouldn't wait until you have the animal and then worry about it.
Well, my dog with his death wish as well seems to have no fear of cars, because I can bring him up this country road near us and let him off, and he gallops along beside me if I go for a run. And if a car comes, it has to fully stop on the road while he'd sniff the number plate and everything. Oh. I know. So anyway, we'll get there eventually. He's still only a pup. Pete, listen, great advice. On pet insurance, read the small print. Some policies, if you don't have records of vaccinations and worming treatments, the policy might be null and void. So somebody, it sounds like they're speaking from past experience there. I used to have Labradors, and I estimate it costs about 2,000 euro a year per dog is what we used to spend, says somebody else.
Look, pets are great to have in our lives. They bring us so much. They're really good for children. They help children to grow up more self-confident, more socially adept. Loads and loads of benefits. But you do have to think about everything beforehand rather than waiting until it's too late and they're in your home.
Mount that EV charger higher up in the wall outside. Anyway, Pete Wedderburn, Pete the Vet. Pleasure as always. Thanks a million.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.